感谢主，每周我们能够一同在主的桌子面前聚集。
Thank the Lord, we can gather before His table.
这个桌子一次一次的向我们显明主耶稣那全胜的爱。
Every time He revealed His complete love to us.
也是因着这全胜的爱，才能够使我们这蒙恩的人能够全然成圣。
Because of His complete love, we can be sanctified completely.
我想早晨和弟兄姐妹一同先来读几处的圣经。
Let's read several verses.
请我们先翻到新约圣经的彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章，我们读第十五和十六两节。
Verse 15 and 16.
彼得前书第一章第十五节，那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
好，请我们再翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
好，我想弟兄姐妹啊，当我弟兄姐妹习惯一起读，那我觉得更好。那我们就要一起读的话，我们就要同声的、齐声的，我们来读。
Since we are used to read together, then we should read in one accord.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，我们读二十三、二十四两节。
Verse 23 and 24.
好，我们一起来。
Together.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。好，那我们下一处要读哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章，我们读第九、第十两节。
Verse 9 and 10.
好，我们一起来。
Together.
所以，无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。最后一处我们要读哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章，我们从第十节我们读到第十六节。
From verse 10 to 16.
哥林多前书第三章第十节，一起来。
Together,
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。此外，没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？好，我们在一起低头有点祷告。
Let's pray。
主，早晨我们再来到你话语的面前。
Lord, we come before your words。
我们来仰望你的恩典。
We look to your grace。
主，愿你的恩言转能够进到我们心里头。
May your word of grace enter into our hearts。
主，圣灵能够借着这些话，主啊，来在我们生命中做那更新改变的工作。
May the Holy Spirit renew our life in our hearts。
主，除去我们心中一切的悲情下品。
Remove all our lowly。
除去我们里头一切的掺杂。
Remove our iniquity.
除去我们里头对你以外任何的爱慕。
Remove all the love aside from you.
主好叫我们能够全心诚爱。
So we can be loving you wholeheartedly.
叫我们单单的爱我们主耶稣。
So that we only love you.
主也让你在我们身上成就你所喜悦的旨意。
May you accomplish your work in us.
使我们成为你安息的居所。
So we that become a place for your resting place.
愿早晨你在与我们同在。
May you be abiding with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' name, love your name.
Amen. 一周前，我们在新南区中间有一位年长的弟兄来看望他的儿女。
A week ago, an elderly brother came to see their children.
这弟兄也在几年前在我们中间蒙恩得救。
The brother was saved among us.Several years ago.
他在主里面啊，十分的渴慕。
He is full of thirsty for the Lord.
所以这次来呢，他最大的收获就是他在网上听了西岸特会中江弟兄所释放的信息。
So he heard the sermon from Brother Chang.
Brother Kang.
In a Western Conference.
Yes. 我不知道有多少弟兄姐妹听过今年西岸特会的信息。
I don't know how many have you heard the sermon.
听过的举一下手。
Please raise your hands.
大概差不多有一半啊，差不多有一半弟兄姐妹。如果还没听的，盼望你回去上网可以听。
If you have not heard it, please get on the web and.
如果我们听了江弟兄在今年西岸特会释放的信息，我们应该有一个非常非常深的印象。
If you had heard it, you must have a deep impression.
因为江弟兄基本上就说一件事。
He only talked about one thing.
大家记得吗？
Do you remember?
什么事?
What is it?
就是你预备好了没有?
Are you ready?
所以我们这位老弟兄呢，他也听了江弟兄释放的信息。
The elderly brother also heard Brother Kang's sermon.
在他回去之前，我们有机会和他有一次的交通。
Before he left, we have a chance to talk with him.
他就和我们分享了这个江弟兄的这个负担如何的摸着他
？He shared how Brother Kang's burden has touched him.
他就非常非常渴望的知道主要回来了。
He eagerly to know that God, the Lord, is coming back.
他也很高兴的知道了主要回来。
He's happily then to know that the Lord is coming back.
他也听见了主借着江弟兄问我们的那个问题，就是你预备好了没有
？He also heard Brother Kang had asked the question, "Are you ready?"
所以在我们谈话当中，他就问我们这个问题。
So during the conversation, he asked the same question.
那我怎么样才是预备好
？How can I be ready?
我怎么知道我是否预备好
？How do I know that I am ready?
姐妹，我不知道你关不关心这件事。
I don't know you care for this question.
盼望早晨之后，弟兄姐妹都能够有这样一个真实的负担。
After this morning, I hope that we all have this true burden.
我们不仅知道主就要快要回来。
Not only that we know that He's coming back.
而且我们也能够知道在主面前当如何预备。
Also, we know how to prepare ourselves for His coming back.
刚刚我们所读的圣经告诉我们，那招我们的是圣洁的，我们也要圣洁。
We just read that, "Be holy, for I am holy."
我觉得这是我们。预备好迎接主的其中一件非常重要的事情。
I think this is a very important thing that we need to do.
因为那招我们的是圣洁的。
Because he who calls is holy.
我们也应当要圣洁。
We also need to be holy.
神他不仅是那位招我们的。
God is the one that he who calls us.
他也是那位造我们的。
He is also the creator.
创世纪第一章里面给我们看见。当神起初造人的时候，他乃是照着他的形象造了人。
First Genesis told us that we are created according to His image.
什么是形象呢
？What is image?
形象乃是说出了那生命里面的一个性情。
Image describes the characteristic in His life.
神的生命是圣洁的。
His life is holy.
他的形象也是圣洁的。
His image is holy.
因此，当神起初造人的时候。
When God created man,
他乃是要我们受造的人和他一样有一个圣洁的形象。
The man who was created need to have a holy image like him.
这就好像我们做父母亲的。
It's like the parents.
我们都盼望我们的孩子 他们也能够身上啊，也能够像我们父母亲身上的一些优点。
We all hope that they have the better characteristic of the parents.
当然，缺点我们不希望我们孩子啊和我们一样。
Of course, we don't want their our.
但是我们身上若有一些的优点
，If we have any good points,
我们也盼望我们的孩子他们也能够有这样的优点。
We hope that our children have also.
神向着我们的心意也是如此。
Our God has the same will for us.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他也愿意他所造的人。也是圣洁的。
He also wants the man that he created is holy.
可惜的是，人失败了。
Unfortunately, man has fallen.
始祖犯罪堕落，就离开了神这样一个心意。
Our ancestors had failed to he left the good will of God.
人虽然失败，但是神总不失败。
Even man has failed, but God will never fail.
因此，神要来拯救人。
So God wants to save man.
神借着恩典要把人再带回到他起初造人的那个心意。
By His grace, He wants to lead man back into His will.
叫人成为圣洁。
So man can be holy.
这是神在我们身上的那个恩召。
This is the holy call for man.
因此，主的话告诉我们。
So God's word tells us.
那召我们的是圣洁的。
The one that who called us is holy.
所以我们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
So you also be holy in all your conduct.
神不仅要我们得着像他一样那样一个圣洁的生命。
Not only we need to have a holy life like his.
神要我们也过一个圣洁的生活，能够来荣耀神的名。
Also we need to live a holy life to glorify his name.
而且我们知道，当主耶稣基督降临的时候。
Also we know when Jesus was born.
叫我们能够在他的面前是完全无可指摘。
So that we are blameless before him when he comes.
弟兄姐妹，你相信主就快要回来了吗？
Do you believe that Jesus is coming?
这是一件何等急切的事情。
This is an urgent matter.
弟兄姐妹，我们若不认识到主很快就要回来。
If you do not know that the Lord is coming soon,
我们在世上所过的日子就像世人一样，是随波逐流。
Our daily life is just like the man in the world, drifted in the world.
然而，我们若真心的相信主很快就要回来
，If we truly believe that the Lord is coming,
我们就会在主的面前警醒的度我们的日子。
Then we will take heart to live before Him.
我们自然也就会警醒的在主的面前来审查我们自己。
And we will watch our lives before Him.
看我们是否预备好了。
See whether we are ready.
那我们怎么样才算是预备好呢
？How can we be ready?
提摩太前书第五章的经文就告诉我们，等到主耶稣基督降临的时候，可以完全无可指摘。
When He's come, that we are preserved blamelessly.
就是我们灵魂身子能够全然的圣洁。
Our spirit, soul, and body can be sanctified completely.
我们知道，当主回来的时候，将要有一个审判。
We know when the Lord comes, there will be a judgment.
这个审判呢，是神家里的审判。
This judgment is in His household.
也就是基督台前的那个审判。
It's a judgment before His judgment seat.
因为当主回来的时候。
When the Lord comes,
我们都要到空中与主相会。
We will meet Him in the air.
盼望早晨弟兄姐妹，我们能够注意的听主回来的时候所发生的事情。
We need to pay attention when He comes, what will happen.
所以我们看见基督台前的这个审判呢，是在空中。
We see that the judge before His judgment seat is in the air.
所有信主的人都要到空中，在审判台前来与主相会。
All the believers will meet him in the air before the judgment seat.
这个审判不是关乎到地狱或天堂的审判。
It does not matter whether it's to hell or to heaven.
这个审判呢，也不是关乎到永刑或是永生的这个审判。
It does not matter you're judged to suffer or to be with him.
基督台前的审判乃是关乎到来世在千年国度里头。与基督一同作王掌权的那个审判。
The judgment is for the millennium country, whether we can enter into or not.
就是说当主耶稣基督降临的时候
When the Lord comes,
那些完全无可指责
Those who are blameless,
那些灵魂身体全然成圣的人
Those spirit, soul and body are sanctified completely,
得以与基督在千年国度里头一同作王掌权一千年
They can reign with the Lord in the millennium country for 1,000 years.
神是愿意每一个他所救赎的儿女都能够在这千年国度里头与基督一同作王掌权。
The Lord is willing for those who are saved to reign with Him in this millennium country.
他们能够在那千年国里头是与我们主是一样的。
They can be the same as the Lord.
所以因此，神乃是要得着一般的他的儿女。是像主耶稣一样全然成圣。
Therefore, the Lord wants to gain a group of children that's the same as the Lord.
才能够在那国度里头与主一同作王掌权。
So they can reign with the Lord in the country.
神愿意。
The Lord is willing.
那我们是否愿意呢
？So are we willing?
我们是否有那样的一个爱慕，盼望与主在国度里头一同作王掌权
？So do we have the earned desire to reign with Him?
今天神就要借着住在我们信主之人里面的这位圣灵在我们身上来做这样一个变化的工作
By the Holy Spirit who dwells in us He will change our lives
叫我们能够成为一般像主一样的人
So that we can change become like Him
有主一样性情的人
Change into His nature
能够明白神心意的一般人
Understand His will.
好叫我们能够在国度里头来执行神的权柄。
So we can reign with Him to rule with Him.
因此今天圣灵在我们里面要成就这样的工作。
So today the Holy Spirit is accomplishing this kind of work in us.
要使我们能够全然成圣。
So that we can sanctify completely.
这件事情虽然是神亲自要做成的。
This matter is the God that He will do it Himself.
然而神他要求我们来与他配合。
But he asked us to cooperate with him.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意全然成圣吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be sanctified completely?
你愿意当主耶稣基督回来的时候，你是无可指摘的吗
？Are you willing when the Lord comes, you are blameless?
那我们早晨盼望从主的话语，我们来思想，那全然成圣究竟是什么意思？
Through the words, we want to consider what does it mean to be sanctified completely.
我想我们如果要给成圣这个词下一个定义
If we want to define what is sanctified,
可以包括两个方面
There are two aspects.
第一就是分别为圣归给神
The first is, 分别为圣
分别就 separate.
Separate, to be holy.
因为在出埃及记给我们看见当神指示摩西建造会幕和会幕的物件的时候
In Exodus when Moses building the tabernacle and the articles inside
我们看见那分别为圣就分别归给神的它就成为圣
When you separate and sanctify to the Lord, for the Lord that is holyThat means the articles.
这是成圣第一方面的意义。
This is the first aspect.
成圣第二方面的意义就是像神。
The second aspect means like God.
因为只有神是圣的。
Because only God is holy.
所以当我们中文在翻译这个字的时候呢，我们有些地方它用圣洁这样一个表达的方式。
So when Chinese translated using the purification.
所以有些时候我们误会我们觉得好像圣洁是跟这个清洁好像发生关系
We thought that the purification is like cleanliness
但是我们知道这个圣这个字它真正说来呢乃是神它才是圣
Actually the sanctification means God is holy
所以呢成圣呢简单的说也就是要能够像神
Being sanctified means like God
因此全然成圣一方面呢乃是说到完全分别来归给神
Being sanctified completely means separated whole, completely to be for God.
对，另一方面，全然成圣也是说到我们这个人有了神的思想为我们的思想。
Sanctified completely means we have the thought of God in us.
我们以神的情感为我们的情感。
Our emotion is just like God's emotion.
我们乃是以神的意志为我们的意志。
God's will is our will.
全然成圣特别说到的就是关乎到我们这个人魂的得救。
Sanctification completely means the salvation of the soul.
我想我们蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们不然发现在我们身上有一种情形。
Those of us who are saved by grace, we can find one condition.
就是我们虽然我们得救是得救了
Even though we are saved,
可是我们发现啊，我们的思想呢，还是常常还是像从前的思想
We found that our thoughts is just like before,
我们的情感呢，还是像我们从前还没有得救以前那样的情感
Our emotion is just like before we were saved.
而我们的意志呢，常常也像从前那样的一个意志
Our will is the same.
所以我们看见在我们信主前后好像变化不是那么的大。
So there's not much change whether you before you were saved or after you were saved.
这也就是使徒保罗写信给哥林多教会的圣徒们所描述的那样的一个情形。
This is what Apostle Paul had described when he wrote the letters to the churches.
保罗说他们是属肉体的。
Paul said they are fleshly.
因为在他们中间仍然有罪恶淫乱。
Because they have adultery and iniquity.
有分门别类
They have divisions.
有嫉妒纷争
They have jealousy and division.
这一班哥林多教会的圣徒他们虽然是蒙恩得救了
The saints in the church of Corinth.
可从他们身上所表现出来的却是一个属肉体的情形
Even though they were saved, they are fleshly.
他们一方面拥有各样的恩赐
They have gifts.
同时呢他们却又充满了一各样这个属肉体的表现。
Yet they reveal many fleshly.
等姐妹，我们应当追求有属灵的恩赐，盼望能够来在神的教会中来服事。
We need to start seek the gifts so that we can serve in God's church.
我们能够有恩赐来侍奉主，这是好的事。
We can use the gifts to serve the Lord. That's good.
可是我们一方面有这样的恩赐能够来侍奉主
But with these gifts to serve the Lord,
然而我们却仍然活出一个属肉体的光景
Yet we still live out the carnal life.
所以姐妹这样的生活不能够叫主的心得着满足
This kind of life cannot satisfy our Lord.
因此我们不仅要来追求属灵的恩赐
Not only we need to seek the gifts.
我们更应该来追求从属灵的从属肉体的情形变成属灵的情形
We also need to seek to change from our carnal life into the spiritual life
这是关乎成圣的一个方面
This is one aspect to be sanctified completely
我们要从属肉体的变成属灵的
We need to change from carnal into spiritual
那怎么样子才是属灵的呢
What does it mean to be spiritual?
简单的说，就是在凡事上来跟从、顺从圣灵。
Simply put means follow the Holy Spirit.
保罗在罗马书第八章告诉我们。
Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8.
那体贴，那随从肉体的就体贴肉体的事。
For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh.
随从圣灵的人就体贴圣灵的事。
But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
这里体贴啊，就是讲到常常思想。
Set their minds means they think about it all the time.
弟兄姐妹，我们是在生活中，我们是体贴肉体呢，还是我们是体贴圣灵呢？
Whether we set our minds on the Spirit or the flesh.
我们生活中所思想的是什么样的事情呢？
What do we think in our daily lives?
主的话告诉我们说，那体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
The word tells us to be spiritual minded is life and peace.
而且，主的话告诉我们，那体贴肉体的不能得神的喜悦。
And he also tells us the carnal minded does not please God.
因为体贴肉体的乃是与神为仇的。
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要从属肉体的情形改变成为一个属灵的情形。
We need to change our carnal life into a spiritual life.
因为属肉体的不能得神的喜悦。
But because those that are in the flesh cannot please God.
主的话也告诉我们。
God's words also tells us.
人非圣洁就不能得神的喜悦。
Unless we are we cannot please God unless we are holy.
弟兄姐妹，今天圣灵在我们里面的一个非常重要的工作。
The very important work of the Holy Spirit in us.
就是要把我们从那属肉体的光景改变成为一个属灵的一个光景。
Is to change our lives into from carnal life into a spiritual life.
这也是圣灵在我们身上使我们全然成圣的一个改变的过程。
This is also the process of sanctifying completely what the Holy Spirit has worked.
因此在我们每天的生活当中
In our daily life,
圣灵就在我们一切的生活当中一切的事情呢来引导我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide us in all things.
叫我们能够以神的心思为心思
So that we can think like God.
叫我们能够更多的来思想天上的事
We can think of the heavenly things.
好叫我们能够关心神所关心的
So we can care of what God cares.
叫我们能够爱慕神所爱慕的。
So we love what God loves.
叫我们能够选择神的意思作为我们的意思。
So we can choose His will for our will.
圣灵就在我们身上这样子来更新变化我们。
So the Holy Spirit will change this way in us.
叫我们能够渐渐的能够成为圣洁。
Gradually we will be sanctified.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这全然圣洁呢，乃是我们一生之久的一个过程。
Being sanctified completely is the process in our whole life.
然而我们必须要在这样一个圣灵更新变化的过程当中
We need to be in this renewing process of the Holy Spirit.
我们才有可能在主回来的时候
Then it's possible before when He comes.
我们的灵魂身体能够完全无可指摘
Then our spirit, soul and body will be preserved blamelessly.
因为神的心意乃是叫我们不仅得着一个圣洁的生命
Because God's will is not only for us to have a holy life.
而且能够在我们一切所行的事上也能够成为圣洁。
And in all things that we conduct, it can be sanctified.
弟兄姐妹，只有当我们成为圣洁的时候，这才能够叫神的心得着满足。
Only when we are sanctified, then God's heart is satisfied.
第二方面，讲到全然成圣的意思，乃是说到不再是一个草木合接的建造，而是一个金银宝石的建造。
The second aspect of being sanctified means not to build with wood, straw, and hay, but build with gold, silver, and precious stone.
在保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候，他告诉我们
，When Paul wrote this letter to the Church of Corinth,
他说我们每一个蒙恩的儿女们。我们都是在基督耶稣的根基上来建造。
All the children of God who are saved by grace built on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
我们知道，借着向我们传福音的人，他把主耶稣基督的救恩传给了我们。
Those who preach the gospel to us, he told us about the salvation of Christ.
所以在我们这一些信主的人身上，在我们生命的里头呢，已经有了这样一个稳固的根基。
In a believer's life, we have this firm foundation.
在这个根基上面呢，保罗说有别人在上面建造。
On this foundation, there are others are building.
只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
But let each one take heed how he builds.
是谁在这个根基上建造呢？
Who are building on this foundation?
是不是教会的长老们？
Are the elderly of the church?
还是那些主所啊？主所使用的传道人
，or the ministers of the churches。
当然，这是一方面的意思。
Maybe this was one of the meanings。
但我相信，在这里保罗所说哈，个人在上面建造啊，乃是指着我们每一个蒙恩的人。
But when Paul said let each one means all the believers。
也就是说，神在你的生命里头立了耶稣基督作为根基。
It means God has laid this foundation in you. That foundation is Jesus Christ.
而你乃是从神领受这样一个托付，要在这个根基上面来建造一个生命的工程。
And you have received this work to be a builder to build.
虽然这个生命的工程是神亲自建造的。
Even though this work is built by God.
但是神却要我们成为他这个建造工程的同工。
But God wants us to be a co-worker with him.
这同工是什么意思呢？
What does it mean being co-worker?
就说到你也有一份。
It means you are part of it.
你也要参与。
You need to be part of it.
换句话说，你也有责任。
In other words, you are responsible.
虽然这工程是神亲自建造的。
Even though this work is belong to God.
可是呢，你也从神领受了这样的一个托付，你也领受了这样一个责任。
You also receive this responsibility from God.
所以我们必须要知道说，在这个生命的建造工程上。
So we need to know that this building of life.
我们需要配合神建造的这个工程。
We need to cooperate with God in this building work.
好，那难处是什么呢？
What is the difficulty?
就是我们这些蒙恩的人啊。
Those of us who are saved by grace.
要么呢，我们就不关心神在我们身上这个建造的工程。
We may not care about this work of God who's building.
弟兄姐妹，你关不关心呢？
Do you care?
你关不关心神在你生命里头的这个建造的工程？
Do you care about the work in you that God is building?
如果你本来是不关心的，
If you didn't originally,
盼望早晨神的爱来激励你。
May this morning God's love encourage you.
盼望早晨圣灵来开启你。
May the Holy Spirit open your mind.
让你看见在你生命里面的这个工程是何等的重要。
That you see this work of God is so important.
好叫你也能够关心。
So that you will care.
那能够关心这个生命的建造，这个工程是好的。
It's good to care about this work.
可是呢，我们有一个问题是什么呢？当我们真正关心的时候，
There's one problem when we care.
哎，我们知道神在我们生命中啊要建造。
We know that God is building our life.
哎呀，那我们也很，我们知道了以后呢，我们觉得太好了。
We know that that is so great.
那我们就大发热心啊。
So we are zealous.
既然神要建造嘛。
Since God is building,
那我们就把袖子卷起来。
We roll up our sleeves.
我们就好好的来建造。
Let's build.
结果呢，我们不是配合神的工作。
We actually are not cooperating with His work.
我们乃是怎么样？我们要靠着我们自己天然人的聪明和能力呢，来为神完成这个工作。
But we are building for God according to our ability and capability.
就像使徒保罗在他蒙恩以前。
Just like Paul before he was saved.
我们看见他是如何一位热心侍奉神的人。
We see that he served God with zealous.
就我们看见他越热心为神所做的。
And we see that when he is zealous,
他不是建造。
He's not building.
他乃是拆毁。
He's tearing down.
他乃是到处在那里发热心啊，要来逮捕这些信主的人。
He's trying to capture all the believers.
所以在这里我们保罗想他自己呢，也向我们做一个见证。
So that we see Paul is testifying to us.
就当我们在这里与神一同来建造我们这生命的工程的时候。
When we are seeing God that create building this work.
他说有一种的建造呢，是用草木和秸做材料来建造。
One kind of building is using the material wood, hay, and straw.
还有另一种建造呢，乃是用金银宝石来做材料。
The other kind is using the material gold, silver, and precious stone.
那这两种的建造的差别在哪里？
What is the difference between these kind of two kind of building up?
我想至少有两方面的差别。
I know there are two aspects.
第一呢，就是这个工程建造的速度是不一样的。
There are two. The speeds of building up is different.
你们猜哪一种材料建造房子建造的快呢？
Which kind of material will build up fast?
我想我们在美国，我们都很清楚。
We all know when we live in America.
这个用草木和秸啊盖房子啊，快得很了。
It's easy to speed up.
两三下就把一个又大又漂亮的房子就盖起来了。
It's easy to build up the beautiful house with wood, hay, and straw.
然而，如果你要用金银宝石来盖这样一个同样大的房子啊，你发现那个代价就很大。
If you're gonna build the same size of the house with gold, silver, and precious stone, you pay a great price.
你光要预备盖一个金银宝石所盖的房子，光预备那个材料就要花好多的时间。
Just to prepare the material, you will spend a lot of time.
要花好长的时间 不一定能够那样容易建起来。
Even with a long time for preparation, you still cannot build it up.
第二方面啊，这两种建造的差别在哪里呢？
The second aspect of the different building up
就是这两种不同材料所建造出来的这个工程啊，它的价值是不同的。
The price of after it's built up is different.
我们知道这边讲到说有一个日子。
It talks about the day.
我们知道就是主耶稣回来的日子。
We know that is the day when he comes back.
他说那个会有火要发现。
There will be fire.
而这个火呢，就是要试验这个人建造的工程。
And the fire will test each one's work.
也就是说呢，当火来试验一下，我们在我们生命里面这个建造呢，是用草木合接呢，还是用金银宝石来建造
？The fire will test whether we build with wood, hay, and straw, or with gold, silver, and precious stones.
这个火呢，就把个人建造的工程呢。就把它显明出来。
And this fire will reveal each work.
我们知道啊，我们在美国住的房子都是用这个草木合接造的。
We know the house we live in America is built by wood, hay, and straw.
没事的时候呢，看起来是都是很大很漂亮。
Without any events, it looks built in great.
那我们前一阵子我们知道哈，我们不是经过火的试验哈，我们不过经过水的试验。
We know that we were not tested by fire, but we were tested by flood.
哎呀，我们看见那草木合接所盖的房子啊，经不起水的试验。
We see that the house that were built by wood, hay, and straw cannot be tested by the flood.
我们知道许多弟兄姐妹他们家的房子被水淹过以后。
We know brothers and sisters' houses that were flooded.
虽然弟兄姐妹在爱里面一同的把这房子清理了。
Even though brothers and sisters with love, they clean up the house.
那直到今日，还有许多弟兄姐妹还不能够回到那被水淹过的房子。
But till today, they still cannot return to their house.
我想前阵子我们也看到新闻上所报道在北加州的大火。
We also saw the news that the great fire happening in North California.
当我们看见那些用草木合接盖的房子被火烧过以后
，We see the houses that were built with wood, hay, and straw were burned up.
弟兄姐妹什么都没有
，nothing were left，
而且是非常叫人感到啊震惊的一个情形。
We were stunned by the picture。
那是用草木合接所盖的啊房子。
Those houses were built by wood, hay, and straw。
在这里，保罗就让我们看见这两种不同建造的工程。
Here Paul let us see the two different kind of building.
他乃是告诉我们，只有金银宝石所建造的工程，才能够在那个日子，在火试验之后，它还能够存得住。
So he tells us only the building that's built by gold, silver, and precious stone can withstand the fire.
那什么是这里所说的金银宝石
？What does it mean is the gold, silver, and precious stone?
只有从基督出来的。那才是金银宝石。
Only from Jesus Christ, that is the gold, silver, and stone.
只有圣灵在我们里面所做成的，那才是金银宝石的工程。
Only what the Holy Spirit has worked in us, that is the work of the gold, silver, and precious stone.
我们知道金和银呢，都是经过火熬炼、反复熬炼之后而产生出来的那个材料。
We know gold and silver were refined in fire.
就是说这个金子和银子啊，它本来都是跟一些这个矿石泥土都是混在一起的。
The gold and silver were mixed up in mud.
那人怎么样是能够得着那纯净的金子和银子呢
？How can man to obtain the pure gold and silver？
它乃经过火一次一次的熬炼。
So the gold and silver need to be refined time after time.
一次一次的炼净。
Refine time after time in the fire.
我们看见才能够产生出那纯的金子和纯的银子。
Then we see that we can obtain the pure gold and pure silver.
而宝石呢，更是那经过长时间在一个恶劣受压的环境之下而产生出来的。
The precious stone is created under a great pressure.
那就是让我们看见。就是圣灵借着十字架的环境在我们身上来工作来制作。
We see the Holy Spirit through the work of the cross works in us.
好叫基督生命的性情能够更多的成形在我们身上。
So the characteristics of Jesus Christ can be formed in us.
换句话说，今天如果一个基督徒总是逃避那艰难的环境，
If a Christian escapes from the difficult lives in their lives,
总是逃避那圣灵借着十字架在我们生命里面的制作。
Keep on trying to escape the work of the cross in their lives.
在他身上是很难有在金银宝石建造的工程。
It's very difficult to see the building of the gold, silver, and precious stone.
因此，我们看见这全然成圣的制作的工程呢，乃是圣灵借着十字架在我们生命里面所要做的。
We see that the process of being sanctified completely, that's the Holy Spirit's work.
而这个制作需要我们全力的配合。
This process of creating, we need to cooperate completely.
因此，我们需要靠着神的恩典，我们抓住每一次机会。
By His grace, we need to capture every opportunity.
让来配合圣灵在我们身上那十字架的制作。
So we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit's work in us.
那我们如何能够配合圣灵在我们身上这样一个金银宝石的建造工程呢？
How can we cooperate with the Holy Spirit?
那第一，我们需要明白一个关于国度的真理。
We need to understand what is the truth about the kingdom.
为什么我们需要明白国度的真理呢？
Why we need to understand the truth about the kingdom?
如果我们若不明白这荣耀国度的真理，
If we do not know the truth of the glorious kingdom,
我们觉得将来我们每一个信主的人就是到天堂去了。
We just think that all believers will go to heaven.
我们知道我们是蒙恩得救了。
We know that we are saved by grace.
我们知道我们的罪已经被主的宝血洁净了。
We know that our sin is cleansed by His blood.
将来我们横竖都是上天堂。
No matter what, we will go to heaven.
今天我们在今世里头，我们就高高兴兴过日子就好了。
In today's life, we just live happily.
若是这样，我们看见我们就不能够配合圣灵在我们身上所要成就的那个荣耀的工作。
This way we cannot cooperate with the Holy Spirit that He will work the holy, glorious work in us.
所以这里早晨我愿意和弟兄姐妹把关于国度的真理这件事情啊，简单扼要的跟弟兄姐妹稍微说明。
I want to simply explain the truth about the kingdom.
今天我们所生活的这个时间乃是在今世。
Today we live in this time, this generation.
我们乃是活在一个隐藏的天国的一个时间里头。
We live in this hidden heaven kingdom.
这隐藏的天国呢，乃是在我们心里，也在我们信主的人中间。
This kingdom is in us and among the believers.
什么叫做这个天国，或者是什么叫做国度呢？
What does it mean kingdom?
简单的说，天国呢，就是神掌权的范围。
That's where God reigns.
因此今天我们乃是活在一个隐藏天国的时期里头。
So we are living in the time of hidden heavenly kingdom.
今天神在哪里掌权呢？
Where does God reign?
神就是在我们这些信主的人的心里面。
God reigns in all the believers' heart.
神也是在他的教会，就是在他的儿女们中间，在那里掌权。
He also reigns in church among all the believers.
圣经也让我们看见除了我们今天所在的今世之外，还有一个来世。
Also, other than this life, in this generation, we still have a future in the coming generation, coming age.
对，所以很多时候我们神的儿女们忽略了，我们以为啊，我们今世过完了，我们就到哪里了？就到永世去了。
We saw that after this generation, we go to the eternal life.
那我们就到新天新地。
We go to the new heaven and new earth.
我们觉得那这就是很好了。
That's great.
然而圣经给我们看见，在今世之后呢，还有一个来世。
The Bible tells us after this generation, we still have a coming age.
那这来世的这个时期呢，它的内容是什么呢？
What is the time of the coming age?
简单来说，在来世这个时期里面，也就是一个显明的国度。
In this time, we have a kingdom that's revealed.
也就是有一班人要与主耶稣基督在地上一同作王掌权一千年。
A group of people will reign with Christ on earth for 1,000 years.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天主在我们身上工作的一个非常重要的一个环节。
This is a very important process.
就当主再来之后
，After the Lord comes，
主要带领一班得胜者。
He will lead a group of
overcome， 就是一般像他的一般人
，the group that's like him，
也就是有一般像他一样全然成圣的一般人
，a group that's sanctified completely，
在地上要作王掌权一千年
，will reign on earth for 1,000 years，
在这一千年之后
，after 1,000 years，
我们看见才进入永世
，then will we enter into eternity。
而在永世的这个就是将来永远的里面呢，就给我们看见在启示录所告诉我们的，就是新天新地并新耶路撒冷。
We'll see the new heaven and earth and the new Jerusalem in this new in the future.
对，在这个永世里头，也就是在这个新耶路撒冷里面呢，我们看见这新耶路撒冷就是羔羊的妻。
We see that new Jerusalem is the bride of the Lamb.
启示录用一个描述啊，让我们看见在这个新耶路撒冷所显出来的光景呢，就是金金珍珠还有各样的宝石所建造起来的。
The New Jerusalem is built with pure gold and pearl and precious stone.
换句话说，将来在永世里面，所有神的儿女们，所有信主的基督徒呢，都成为那新耶路撒冷的一部分。
In the eternity.All the believers become part of the New Jerusalem.
那今天关键那个差别在哪里呢
？What is the key? What is the differences?
就是我们对于来世的态度。
What is our attitude towards our future?
也就是我们对于那千年国度的那一段时期，我们的认识和我们的态度是如何
？How much do we know and what is our attitude towards the millennium country.
最近我听到有一位老弟兄分享到他与他一个信主的女儿的谈话。
I heard a brother share with his daughter.
对，这个女儿也是信主的。
The daughter is a believer also.
这个老弟兄呢，过去两年参加我们在老人公寓的一个查经小组。
The brother is part of the Bible study in our senior living.
对，我们中间胡弟兄也在，胡元弟兄的父亲他也在我们的查经组里头。
Brother Hu among us is part of that group.
那这里呢，这位老弟兄呢，他对主的事情呢非常认真。
The elderly brother is very serious about.
所以在过去这两年啊，与我们一同读主的话语的过程中啊，他从主得着了很多关于福音真理的开启。
He received many truths about the gospel during the 2 years of Bible study.
所以他就分享给他这一位信主的女儿。
So he shared it with his daughter.
可他女儿听这位老弟兄分享完之后
，After she heard about the sharing，
他的结论却是：怎么你信的神好像跟我信的神是不是同一位神
？The conclusion she draw is that your God that I believe is different than the God that you believe。
我们就觉得很稀奇，为什么他女儿会有这样的一个结论呢
？We wonder why she concluded that way。
老弟兄告诉我们，原来。他这个女儿啊，这个信主的女儿呢，她特别喜欢听那个 Joe Austin 的信息。
The daughter loves to listen to Joe Austin.
当然也不是只是光光这个传道人的信息。
Not just that, pastor.
这老弟兄也告诉我们，他在电视上也看到好多那个电视布道会。
Also, she watches many a sermon on the TV.
他看到好多那个大型的布道会啊，几万人甚至十几万人参加的布道会，那个传道人所传的信息。
Tens and thousands of believers in the conference that she listened.
他说他们所讲的信息啊，怎么跟我们从圣经里面所信的不太一样
？All the messages they preach is different than the Bible we read.
因为他们所传的都是讲到上天堂得好处的福音。
They preach about how the good thing that you will receive and go to heaven and be prosperous.
好像从来。不讲到关于这十字架和进国度这件事情。
They never talk about the dealing of the cross or entering the kingdom.
难怪老弟兄的女儿啊，她听了老弟兄所讲了以后，她觉得怎么好像她爸爸所信的神跟她自己所信的神好像不是同一位。
So the daughter listened to the father's sharing. She saw the God that she believes is different than the God that her father believes.
弟兄姐妹，你所信的是那得好处的福音，还是国度的福音呢？
Brothers and sisters, the gospel that you believe is prosperous gospel or the gospel of the kingdom?
如果我们不认识神的心意，
If we do not know the will of God,
如果我们不认识关于国度的真理，
If we do not know the truth about the kingdom,
那么我们蒙恩以后在地上我们就随便过日子就可以了。
After we are saved, we can casually live on this earth.
我们想说什么话就说什么话。
Whatever you please, you can talk.
我们想做什么事就做什么事。
You can do whatever you want.
反正我们的罪已经被神赦免了。
Since our sins have been forgiven.
将来横竖我们都要上天堂。
No matter what, we will go to heaven.
那我们在这世界今生在今世里面，我们在世界里面高兴怎么过就怎么过就可以了。
In this life, in the world, I can live however I want.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们所信的福音是这样的话，
If this is the gospel that you believe,
这是何等一件可悲的事情。
This is very pitiful.
如果我们信主了以后，
After we believe,
我们仍然单单只顾自己的事，
We only care about ourselves.
我们不能够来关心神所关心的事，
If we cannot care about what God cares,
那是何等辜负了神对我们的爱。
That really had disappointed, failed God's love.
但是何等辜负了神拯救我们的那个心意。
It really has failed the will of God that He saved us.
我们需要明白在神心意中他所关心的那个荣耀的国度。
We need to care about the glorious kingdom that God cares.
好叫我们在今世生活的时候，
So that in this generation we live,
我们能够来讨神的喜悦。
We can be pleased to God.
就像上一周吴弟兄在我们中间所释放的信息，
It's just like the brother Wu has preached to us.
我们能够盼望主能够在我们中间得着一个伯大尼之家。
We can have a house of Bethany for God.
主能够得着在我们中间得着一般是讨他喜悦的人。
He can obtain a group of people that will please to him.
当我们要来配合圣灵在我们身上这个建造的工作的时候，
We need to cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们也必须要来严厉对付我们里面的那个己的生命。
We need to violently deal with the self-life.
因为进天国或者说让神掌权的一个最大的拦阻就是我们的那个己的生命。
So to enter into the Kingdom of Heaven, the self-life is the hindrance.
因此主说，如今天国是努力进去的。
So the Lord tells us, Heaven, Kingdom of Heaven suffers violence.
努力的人就得着了。
And the violent take it by force.
姐妹啊，翻英文翻译的很好。这里的努力呢，它原文乃是讲到暴力。
The original text, the violence.
不是对别人暴力，而是对我们里面的那个己的生命来暴力。
The violence is against our self-life.
许多时候在我们生活当中，
In our daily life,
我们不但没有以暴力来对付我们里面那个己的生命，
Not only we did not deal with our self-life violently,
我们反而是常常体贴我们那个己的生命。
Yet we think we set our minds about our self-life.
我们总是坚持自己是对的， 别人是错的。
We insist we are right, but others are wrong.
弟兄姐妹，在我们生活当中许多的争吵不就是因为这个原因吗？
Isn't that the reason we argue with each other?
不错，我们为了主的真理，我们必须有所坚持。
Truth that we need to insist on the truth of God.
但许多时候，我们所坚持的却不一定是为了主的真理。
But sometimes when what we insist is not for the truth of God.
而是我们因着个人的喜好。
But because of what we desire.
个人的一些想法或是看法。
Our opinions.
或者在做法上面的不同，
or different way of working,
我们在那里相争，
we argue,
以至于我们看见我们那个己的生命就没有受到那个十字架的对付。
So that we see ourselves like it was not dealt by the cross.
我常常会想到在使徒行传那里所给我看见初期教会的光景。
I often think about the original church.
圣经告诉我们，在那时候约有120个主的门徒。
At that time, there's about 120 believers.
他们都同心合意的恒切祷告。
They continue with one accord in prayer and supplication.
在那里我们看见乃是有120个人，他们愿意让他们己的生命受十字架的对付。
We see that the 120 people are dealt, their self lives are dealt by the cross.
因为只有每一个己生命受十字架对付的之后的结果呢，才能够在那里有同心合意恒切的祷告。
Only if the self life is dealt by the cross, then they can continue with one accord to pray.
在那里，圣灵得着一个团体的器皿。
Holy Spirit had gained one vessel.
虽然只有120个人。
Even though there are 120 people.
然后我们看见圣灵能够使用这样一个器皿。
We see that Holy Spirit using this vessel.
能够叫3000个人蒙恩信主。
So 3,000 would be saved.
在后面再有5000个人能够蒙恩得救。
Later on, 5,000 would be saved.
我们看见这2000年以来。
We see that this 2,000 years.
神常常是借着在地上有这样的一个和他所使用的器皿。
God has this vessel that's according to His will.
我们看见神可以做那人没有想到的事情。
God can do things that's without beyond our imagination.
我不知道具体数字在2000年以来有多少个人，多少的人蒙恩得救。
I don't know the exact number that was saved.
然后我们看见它的起头，乃是在这里有120个人。
But we see the beginning. There's 120.
他们愿意让十字架来对付他们这个己，这个属肉体的生命。
They were willing to be dealt by the holy, the cross.
我们看见神的国度在地上能够开展。
We see that God's kingdom can be spread.
我稍微分享在莱斯大学主的一点工作。
I want to share about the work of God in the Rice.
在那过去的一年多里面。
In the past one year.
主在我们心里面放下一个负担。
God has placed a burden in our heart.
不是我们能够在那里为主做什么。
Not that we can do anything for him.
我从头以来的一个负担就盼望能够在一起服侍的弟兄姐妹们。
Yeah, in the beginning, I just hope I have this burden for all the brothers.
我们能够一同靠着主的恩典。
By His grace.
让主在我们身上能够有一点十字架的工作。
We can be dealt by the cross.
叫我们能够来学习那简单的一个同心合意。
We can learn what is simply being one accord.
让我们一同来学习，让己的生命能够受十字架的对付。
We can learn how our self life can be dealt by the cross.
就是盼望能够让主在我们中间得着一个小小的器皿。
We hope that the Lord will have this vessel among us.
虽然是一个小小的器皿
，even though it's very small,
但却是主能够用的。
But it's used by God.
很感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在上个礼拜五
，Last Friday，
我们从九月份以来，我们在一个多月，在周五，我们在校园旁边开始有一个小小的查经聚会。
From September, we have a small Bible study gathering.
那这一个多月，大部分来的呢，基本上都是新来的。
Those who came are newly students.
换句话就是说，他们在我们中间，我们一同读路加福音，也就读到第五章。
We study Book of Luke.To chapter 5.
可在我们每一次周五聚会之前，在周一我们一起服侍的弟兄姐妹都会透过电话一同的有一些交通，有一起的祷告。
On the telephone, we fellowship and pray together on Monday.
在上一个周一我们一同祷告的时候
，Last Monday when we pray,
我就感受到说，圣灵在把一个合一的心放在同工们中间。
I feel the Holy Spirit placed the one heart.Among the
我们在那里一同的来为这些同学们能够蒙恩得救祷告。
We can pray for the salvation of all the new students.
虽然以往每周一我们都是这样祷告。
Even though all the Mondays we pray.
可过去这个周一，我真的感受到说圣灵在我们中间，他得着了。
But the past Monday, I feel the Holy Spirit had gained.
他得着了一般人在那里是同心合意的恒切祷告。
He has this group of people who can pray in one accord.
在过去这个礼拜五。
Last Friday,
我们也就像以往的查经一样。
We just like before we study the Bible.
虽然我们里面是做好了预备。
We were prepared.
如果圣灵感动同学们，
If the Holy Spirit moved in the students,
那我们就给他们有机会来呼召他们来接受主做他们的救主。
We give opportunity to them so that they can receive the Lord as their Savior.
可在过去这个周五的聚会当中，
Last Friday when we meet,
我们在那里等候主的工作。
We wait upon the Lord for His work.
非常稀奇，到我们查经快结束的时候，
Almost to the end of the Bible study,
我心里面就有圣灵的那样一个印证。
I have this proof of the Holy Spirit in me.
我就简单的问了同学们。
I simply asked them.
很感谢神，就有五位同学他们答应主的呼召。
Thank the Lord, there are five students that answered the calling.
我们真实见证了圣灵在他们心里面所做那个感动变化的工作。
We truly witnessed the Holy Spirit had moved in them.
我分享这个见证的用意不是别的。
I share this testimony just because.
我就经历到说，今天主在地上，他所要得着的。
I have experienced what the Holy Spirit wants to.
无论是一个人
，not just one person，
无论是一小群的人
，or a group of people，
只要当我们愿意让圣灵在我们身上有一些十字架的制作
，when we are allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us，
当主他能够在一个人，在一群人中间，他得着他掌权的那个实际的时候
，When the Lord can truly reign among the individual or the group，
圣灵就能够做我们没有想到的工作。
The Holy Spirit can work the work that beyond our fathom。
所以，我们看见这是今天圣灵在我们中间他所要建造的。
We see that's what the Holy Spirit wants to build among us。
他要在我们每个生命里面。来做那炼净的工作。
He wants to refine our lives.
他要在我们中间来更多来成就他能够掌权的工作。
He wants to accomplish the work that he can reign among us.
好叫今天主能够在地上得着他的教会，得着他的儿女们成为合用的器皿。
So that the Lord can have the group of people that he become his vessel.
这也就像在马太福音25章那边那十个童女的比喻。
It's just like the ten virgins in Matthew.
我们看见所有蒙恩的儿女，在神的眼中都是童女。
All the children that are saved are just like the virgins.
这十个童女呢，他们都有灯。
The ten virgins have the lamps.
这个灯就预表了救恩。
Lamps mean salvation.
这灯所发出的那个光呢，也就是讲到基督徒生活中那个见证。
The light from the lamp means the testimony for among the Christians.
所以我们看见这十个都是童女。
These are all ten virgins.
这十个都应当是主在地上的那个见证。
These are all the testimony that for the Lord.
可是，在他们中间
，But among them,
有五个是愚拙的，有五个是聪明。
There are five that are foolish, one are the five are wise.
为什么他们中间有这样一个差别呢
？Why there is differences?
就是愚拙的，他没有另外预备油。
The foolish one, they did not prepare oil.
他不是没有油哦。
It's not that they don't have oil.
他本来是有油的。
They have oil.
所以他的灯本来也是亮的。
Their lamps were light up.
就是他没有额外的预备油。
They did not prepare the extra oil.
所以慢慢那个灯啊就要灭了。
So the lamps were going out.
而聪明的呢
？But the wise one.
他除了有灯
，Not only they have lamps.
他有油
，They have oil.
他还另外预备了更多的油。
They also prepare extra oil.
所以当他们在一同等候新郎回来的日子里
，When they were waiting for the bridegroom.
虽然新郎好像单眼了
，Maybe the bridegroom delayed.
然而这聪明的童女
，But the wise.
因着他有预备额外的油。
But the wise virgins, they
prepared
extra oil.
他的灯能够一直是亮的。
So their lamps were light up.
弟兄姐妹，这里的油就是带预表的圣灵。
The oil is the Holy Spirit.
每一个蒙恩神的儿女，我们都有圣灵住在我们里头。
All the children of God has oil, has Holy Spirit in us.
因此，在每一个蒙恩神的儿女们生活中，都应当能够彰显出主的见证。
All the children of God in their lives, they should manifest a testimony for God.
只当我们一同在等候主回来的日子。
So when we wait upon His second coming.
如果我们没有预备额外的油
，If we did not prepare extra oil,
我们看见我们生活中的见证就越来越微弱。
We see our testimony in our lives is dimming.
以至于连世人都看不出我们是神的儿女。
To the point that the man in the world cannot tell we are the children of God.
然后这些有另外一些聪明的童女。
Even the, for those wise virgins,
他们是有预备额外的油。
They have prepared extra oil.
因此虽然他们在等候主回来的日子里。
During the day that they wait for the second coming of God,
主好像单眼了。
Even though the Lord delayed,
然而他们的灯却一直都是明亮的。
Their light, the lamps were light up.
他们在世人中间，他们能够在生活里面能够彰显出主的见证。
In the world, they can manifest the testimony of the Lord.
为什么这些聪明的童女他们有额外的油有预备呢？
Why the wise man can prepare extra oil?
这里这段圣经告诉我们，乃是需要付代价买的。
They need to pay a price to buy.
起头的那个油啊，是白白的恩典。
The oil originally is free.
当我们信主的时候。
When we believe,
神就把这位保惠师圣灵就赐给我们每一个信主的人。
God gives the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to everyone.
但是这些聪明的童女，
but the wise virgin,
他们乃是一般付代价预备额外的油的一般人。
They are willing to pay price to gather extra oil.
简单的说，什么叫做付代价来预备油呢？
What does it mean to pay price to have extra oil?
一方面。
One aspect,
在我们基督徒的日常生活当中
in our daily life and for every Christian,
我们每一天都需要花时间来亲近主
We need to draw near to the Lord every day
弟兄姐妹这是不是一个代价呢
Is this the price?
我们说我们这么忙啊
We were busy
我们怎么还能够有时间
How can we have time?
来亲近主呢
Be close to him
弟兄姐妹如果这个代价你不肯付的话
If you're not willing to pay this price
你就很难能够预备那额外的油
It's difficult for you to prepare the extra oil.
我最近听到一个高中生的一个分享。
I heard a high school student share with us.
高中生也是很忙的。
They are busy too.
我们觉得我们很忙啊。
Even you think
高中生的生活也是很忙。
The high school students are busy.
这个小姐妹呢，她本来呢，每一天呢，她就决定分别一个小时的时间。
The young sister says she will separate 1 hour each day.
读经祷告亲近主。
Read Bible and pray the to the Lord.
可是因为呢，前阵子呢，他们读经进度读到那个耶利米哀歌。
Their progress to read the Bible is to read Lamentation.
哎呀，就越读越悲哀。
It's so sad.
越读越下沉。
She felt fall.
慢慢她就不能坚持一天一个小时来亲近主。
She cannot insist on reading the Bible.
感谢神啊，神知道她的那个心愿。
But thank the Lord knows her will.
过了几天啊，她觉得不行。
After a few days, she thinks this is not the way.
她觉得说还是要每天分别一个小时来亲近主。
She needs to separate an hour each day to be reading the Bible.
就耶利米哀歌好不容易读完了。
After the Lamentation.
就读到了以西结书。
And then they read the book of Ezekiel.
哎呀，还是没有什么盼望。
There were no hope.
然而感谢神，是神的恩典保守她。
But thank the Lord, God has kept her.
他仍然能够把这一天一个小时的时间分别出来归给神。
Every day she separated out an hour to God.
弟兄姐妹，这是基督徒生活中最基本的事情。
This is the most fundamental of Christian life.
你盼望你生活中能够活出基督徒的见证。
If you hope that you can live out the testimony of a Christian,
这个代价是必须付上的。
You have to pay the price.
如果你没有每天分别一段时间来归给主
If you did not separate some time in your daily life,
你没有分别一段时间来亲近主
If you did not separate time to draw near to the Lord,
我们是不可能是有能够预备这额外的膏油
It's not possible for you to prepare the extra oil.
第二方面
Second aspect,
我们盼望能够在生活中成为一般预备膏油的聪明的童女
We want to be the wise virgin to prepare the extra oil.
我们就必须在生活当中来顺从圣灵的带领。
We have to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
每一次当我们顺从圣灵的带领
，Every time we obey,
圣灵叫我们不要做这件事
，Holy Spirit tells you not to do.
好，那你就顺从不做。
Then you obey not to do.
圣灵叫你不要说这个话
，Holy Spirit tells you not to speak.
你就顺从不说。
Then you obey not to speak.
每一次你顺从圣灵的时候
，Every time you obey the Holy Spirit,
在你这个器皿里面啊，就多了一点膏油。
In your vessel, you have obtained a little oil.
就这么简单。
That's simple.
弟兄姐妹，我们回去必须要来操练。
We need to practice this.
我们每一天分别时间来亲近主。
We separate times to draw near to the Lord.
我们抓住每一次的机会来顺从恩高的教训。
Hold on to every opportunity to obey the Holy
Spirit. 我们就能够像这五个聪明的童女。
Then we can be like the five wise virgins.
在我们这个器皿里面就能够有额外的膏油。
In our vessel, we can have this extra oil.
只等到主回来。
Till the point his second coming.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
因为那召我们的本是信实的。
The one that who called us is holy.
他必亲自成就这事。
He will do this himself.
使我们全然圣洁。
So that we are sanctified completely.
是神在我们身上借着圣灵要成就这样的一个荣耀的事。
Through the Holy Spirit, God will accomplish this.
要叫我们在主回来的时候。
When the Lord comes.
我们的灵与魂与身子能够得蒙保守。
Our spirit, soul, and body will be preserved.
能够全然的圣洁。
Sanctified completely.
感谢我们的神。
Thank the Lord. Thank God.
他不仅有能力成就这件事在你我的身上。
He has the power to accomplish this in us.
他也愿意成就这件事在你我的身上。
He is willing to do this in us.
问题是
，The question is，
你我是否愿意
？Are we willing？
那我们一起低头，再有点祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you。
主，你是信实的神。
You are faithful。
主，你要在我们身上亲自成就这样一件荣耀的建造。
You will build this building in us。
主，你的话已经告诉我们。
Your words have told us。
主，你愿意使我们全然成圣。
You are willing for us to be sanctified completely。
你要我们全然成圣。
You want us to be sanctified completely。
就像你一样。
Just like you。
主，然而今天你要问我们这一个问题。
But today you will ask this question.
我们是否愿意？
Are we willing?
我们是否愿意让你在我们身上成就这荣耀的心意？
Are we willing for you to accomplish this will in us?
主，愿早晨你的大爱再来激励我们。
May your great love to encourage us.
主，叫我们都能够从心里面答应你的呼召。
So we will answer this calling in our heart.
说，主，我愿意。
Lord, we are willing.
求你使我全然成圣。
We ask you for us to be sanctified completely.
好叫你的心能够在我们身上得着满足。
So your will be satisfied.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.